Welcome to Visual Studio ALM Rangers Build Customization Guidance Video Series. Video number 4, Manual Deploy to Quality Assurance.
In the next minutes, we will create a build for Quality Assurance, QA. We are not allowed to deploy automatically to this environment due to security reasons, so we'll see how to do it manually. In IIS Manager, we add an application pool. The name of the application pool uses the same convention as we used in the test environment, web QA contoso.com. For the Notepad framework, make sure to select the right version, which is 4. Now, we specify the user to run this application pool, which is not the default, but it's named web user. Type in the password and click OK. Now that we have the application pool, we also create the site to host the application. We follow the same naming convention using webqa.contoso.com for the website, for the application pool, and for the directory. We check that the settings are OK and the site will work soon since the first run. We choose the FORTI address as the group address for the farm. We add another binding for the 41 address, which is the address dedicated to this server, which is web01qa.contoso.com.
Now we switch to Visual Studio to create a build for deploying to Q&A. We create a new build definition and the build name is main QA simple MC application. This name informs us that we are building the code on the main branch to deploy to the Q&A environment. For the trigger, we left a manual trigger, so it's not a continuous build. For the workspace, we just select the main trunk instead and the sources, so it's even less to get down from the version control. Here we have the usual path for the build server, and we see that in this case the solution has automatically selected. Regarding to the tests, we go to the advanced group and disable the tests because we cannot automatically run the test in the Q&A environment. For the MS build arguments, we need to put three properties: deploy on build, as we know, configuration Q&A, so the web config is transformed using the Q&A configuration, and the path where to deploy, which is the name of the website that we just created. So we copy those and paste in the MS build arguments. We save and the build definition is ready to use. We promote now the changes from the dev branch to the main trunk. We select the dev branch in the source control explorer and the merge function. You see that we can only merge to main. Update everything for what we have done for the integration test, and in the pending changes window we have all those changes. We put a comment here, something like promoted code from dev branch, and checking everything. To be sure that no other changes goes into the QA build, we search the change set number. We select the main branch, file, source control, view history, so we take a look at the history of the main branch, main trunk if you prefer, and we see the change set 42 is the promoted code from the dev branch. So in Team Explorer we can select our build and queue a new build. Here in the parameters, in the advanced group, in the get version, we fix change set 42 and queue the build. Now we wait for the queue a build to finish. We see that the build succeeded, and also we see that no test has been run. If we look at the drop folder, we see a published websites with a package folder, and here the zip file that will be used for deploying our application. Visual Studio also generated a batch file for deploying. Sadly, it's not good in our situation. We will use a different PowerShell scripts. So, let's switch to the Q&A machine. Let's make the screen bigger so it's easier for us to see what happens. And we can see just for sure that we haven't anything deployed through the build. So we can select the scripts to run using PowerShell. The scripts will select a build to the, will ask us to select a build to deploy by looking at the contents of the drop folder. We select this one. The scripts will open the port, copies the temp agent, run MS deploy with the proper arguments, and finally removes the temp agent. The scripts has finished, and we can go back to IIS and see that the application has been deployed. By browsing to it, we will see our application and the message in the home page said that has been deployed to the quality assurance argument, so it used the right web config transformation. We can see the temp agent feature that looking into the installed programs, there is nothing apart from the .NET framework. And that's finished this topic.